Hi, Big Fatty.
All right, Vader. How's the training going?
The training? Yes.
The big game.
Oh.
The big game.
That's why.
The big game's coming up.
I know. Did you know that's why I hired the personal trainer? We heard that since Tom Brady and I are the same age, there's no reason I, too, can't play in the big game.
Oh, no, there are lots of reasons you can't play.
Oh,
has nothing to
really?
Do with age, right?
Oh, well, I thought I'd look good and tight.
All right, so what? Tell me what you're doing with your training now.
Well, mostly a little bit of Chinese buffets because those are important because you got to
be buff,
right? You got to be buff, and you know you can eat all the sushi there, also. Chicken strips. Mm-hmm. Chicken strips are the way to go because that the oil and the fat just get things moving. So I'm doing really well with my training. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just tell you, I am ready. I am ready for the big game on Sunday.
Okay.
I've got my raccoon coat.
Oh.
And my pennant. And my bowler hat.
Oh.
And I may even pull out my ukulele.
I think you might be a little confused.
No, that's what all the big sports ball fans are going to be doing. They're big that and of course the Velveeta dip. Ooh. Oh, you big fat thing, you!
What's going on, guys? Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader, and what?
Just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I have to record this later.
Oh.
Hi. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 1st of February, 2021, in the moistly holy year of Miss Dolly Hortense Lavatria Parton. I have on my shit kickers because I had to go out in the monsoon host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader,
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. With me is the Dress to Impress, the Mark Anthony Collection roaming model. It's Big Fatty.
It is.
Big Fatty, I know that it is. You know, he's trying to show me the tag. I don't question it. When you wear something that looks completely... No, don't. Don't. Whatever you do. Big Fatty, how are you?
I am. I'm a little chilly. I had to get out and do my nipple walks, and it was a weather rat kind of day today. So
it is a soup day if ever there's a soup day.
You know what I'm having for supper?
Soup.
Soup. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, perfect. I am not. I don't know what I'm having. I was just out doing a little grocerarium hoisting and you know, you gotta get all the gas and the things and a little bottle of wine because I just, you know, it's been a long day.
You've already consumed most of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. That's how I do. So
I thought you liked the boxed wine.
The boxed wine? No.
Okay. Maybe I'm confusing you with some other homosexual.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not too good to drink boxed wine.
Right.
I mean, that Target, whatever that box is that they sell that's the Target brand, it's not bad. As boxed wine goes, it's pretty decent, but...
It's a box of wine.
Yeah. It lasts, it keeps, so you don't have to drink it all at once, but then... I mean, who are we kidding here? Really? So, yeah.
You just put the box... on your forehead and turn the valve.
Well, I just pour it into a Camelback so I can just sip on it, you know, as I go on about my day. So, well, Big Betty, how was your week? Was there anything exciting to report?
Well, I do have some interesting things that I'm mentioning on my little show for today. It was a couple of trips downtown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can't say I'm
no
surprised.
No one's surprised by that. But,
yeah,
Anyway.
I heard
did,
on your
now,
little...
Did you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I heard on your little show that you were running the El Hospitalo shuttle from Durwood.
I was.
Now,
yes.
Did they try to keep you when you got there?
No. No.
Oh.
They didn't
wow.
want me.
Ah, didn't want they were like, sir, maybe next time. Thank you.
Sir, we'd rather have COVID than you.
Right, right. Okay, right. Okay. And so you got in Durwood. Is Durwood doing well? Is he...
Well, he's...
You know, we're all very worried about Durwood.
Well, you know, he's trying to one-up Granny, you know, because they both had the heart catheter, but he got a stunt instead. But anyway.
Well, if there's one thing I don't doubt about Durwood is that he had a stunt. So, okay,
right.
Okay. Well, good. Well,
right.
Well,
so tell me what you've been up to.
Well, it was a very stressful week at the coal mine.
Oh, why is that?
Just people behaving badly. And so, oh Lord, he's at the window peering out the Gladys Kravitz blinds.
No, I thought it was raining. I thought it was raining, but it seems to have stopped now.
Yeah, it's mostly stopped right now. But I decided on Friday that I'd had enough, so I was gonna go visit my friends up in the Dirty Myrtle, as they say.
Oh, the Dirty Myrtle.
And
Alrighty.
So, I went up, and it was a very stressful drive because, of course, I left here at like 4 o'clock, so I got to get through all
the
traffic.
You know, I know you don't like to drive after dark because, you know, those
especially
the deer.
On that stretch of the highway. And
right.
So, but I was not after dark because, you know, it gets dark about 5:45 now. So I was
right.
there by 6. I was very much in that, in the
metropolitan
area.
Well, and by driving in the dark, I mean, you don't like to drive late because you don't want to miss happy hour at the Pulse Ultra Club.
Well, that is very true. That is, and you know what? I missed happy hour. At the Pulse Ultra Club.
So it was a very unhappy visit to the Pulse Ultra Club.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time I got there and got checked in and went and got some dinner. Well, so I was like, gosh, I hate to go out there.
Were you at the Scarlet... The Scarlet
Roofed Conference Center, a resort and conference center? I wasn't there. Resort fees. I was, and I walked over there about 8 o'clock, and I was very upset that one, I was going to have to pay a cover.
Were you exhausted?
I was. It was a lot of steps, but I was upset that one, I had to pay the cover to get in because it was after 8 o'clock. I know. $5. It ruined my weekend. And two, that I'd miss happy hour, which was a much bigger deal than having to pay the cover.
Right.
Because trust me, that adds up quickly. So, but anyway. I got there, and I walked in, and there were four people.
How was the crowd? Was there just nuts to butts?
Four people.
Oh!
It's like, Jesus Christ. So I went down to my spot at the bar, and I sat down, and the bartender was sitting there that wasn't working. We'll call him John, he was sitting there.
Is that the owner?
No.
Okay.
No, the John is the older. Or appears to be the older of the two.
Larry.
By the way,
did you know that there is a street between the Vader family compound and the villa named Larry Street?
I did. Did you know that there is a street in Georgetown off of 17 named Durwood Street?
I did not.
I passed it, on Friday.
Sounds like a Kodak moment.
Yeah, if I weren't, you know, racing sunlight... or trying to beat the clock, if you will, I would have stopped when I saw it. But so I sat there and had a few drinks, and then I'm minding my own business, and I hear some footsteps approaching, and then I heard, let's call it, why can't I find it? There it is. And then I heard...
Oh, was there a puppy?
There was. His name was Young Nicholas.
Ah!
Hi, Mr. Vader. And I said, Young Nicholas, have you been drinking? And he said, yes. And so he chatted with me a minute, but he had to go TT. So I thought I had gotten rid of Young Nicholas at that point. Because, you know, I sometimes like to just sit in silence and enjoy a cold beverage. And I was going to leave. Well, I'm sitting there and Larry, the bartender, hands me a beer. And I was like, I'm done. Thank you. But I'll take it. But, like, you know, don't. No more, please. He's like, oh.
Don't give Larry, me any more.
Right. He's like, Larry and Larry over there bought that for you. And I was like, ugh. So I got up and I went over.
Did you know Larry and Larry?
I did know them. I've met them twice before. So they introduced themselves to me again. Right. And, you know, where you from? You know, all this. And they were drinking with their mask on.
The puppies.
No. They were just drinking with their regular mask on with a straw going outside. And I was like, I don't think that, whatever. And so then here comes Young Nicholas do you do shots? And I said, I do shots I'm as likely to do a shot as Big Fatty is to do a shot. I said, I'm not interested in the shots. You know. So he turns around, he comes back, and y'all, Young Nicholas, I wish he were here because I was going to call him out on this. I'm not saying this behind his back. He turns around, he is so drunk that he doesn't quite understand how to order the shots. So he orders, instead of like four shots or two shots four ways, he ordered four shots. So in the entire big shot glass full of Jaeger.
Oh!
And I said, Young Nicholas, I am not. And I said, I'm not. So I did the like over the shoulder because he was so drunk. I did the over the shoulder
poured
Jaeger.
It out?
Yeah, I am not doing 3 ounces of Jaeger.
Okay.
So anyway, you know, I sipped a little bit of it and then the rest didn't get drank because I don't like Jaeger. Anyway,
right,
Big Fatty.
Tastes
he was
like,
so
it tastes like motor oil or something.
It is. That's because it is motor oil. And so then he turns around. Oh, did you
now,
not
by the
like
way,
that?
There's the title of today's show: Motor Oil.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, did you not like that? And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I saw your face." So he turns around and buys more shots of Fireball.
Oh,
Big Fatty, I was so drunk. It just
Fireball
he kept
at
going.
At least is cinnamon candy.
Yeah, I was so drunk at 9:30. That I had to, I was like, he's an enabler. He's an enabler. So
I wonder where he gets that.
I can't imagine where he gets that. But, but while we were sitting there, this lovely woman walked by and she was about 5'4" wide. And she was dressed in head to toe in navy blue, or not navy blue. What is that blue? Like royal blue sequins.
Oh.
Including she had bedazzled her kids. And I, out of my mouth comes, oh my God, did you tell? I was like, I didn't know that. And I was getting ready to say, Big Fatty is here. And Young Nicholas said, Taffy, Carla Huffington. And I said, Big Fatty. And he called you Taffy. And yeah. And I said, I can understand. Is there someone in the room?
No, but the light just came on and it's not supposed to come on right now. So,
Well, anyway. So you and Taffy Carla Huffington were there. Now, I personally thought it was more you because Taffy is many things, but she's not short. So that was there, and you were there, and Young Nicholas was there. So I just fully expected Durwood and Granny to be there, but
ain't that the truth?
But no such luck. So poured myself into bed about 10:30, and I had to sleep that one off, and then. Yesterday I went shopping. I just did some shopping, and I was gonna come home, and I just decided, like, whatever. So I ended up staying last night.
Oh, so you were there Saturday Friday night. And Saturday night.
Yeah, so, and then, yeah, and Saturday night I went out early because I was still a little hungover.
Well,
but,
you didn't want to pay that $5 cover.
Right, so I got there about 6:15, 6:20. I'd had a little early dinner, and as the old people do, and mm-hmm. And, you know, my friends Larry and Larry were there, and Larry and Larry and Larry. And so it was just us, because, you know, whatever. Well, Big Fatty, about 8 o'clock, the floodgates opened, and in walks 150 people.
What?
Yes. And so I, like, me and Larry and Larry and Larry, we were like, Larry to the owner Larry, bartender owner Larry, we were like, it's been fun, it's been real. We're out of here. So needless to say, I not that I regret staying, because I don't, because I had a really good day. I got my hairs did and did some shopping. But did not stay out last night because did not want to be around all those people. And not a single one of them had a mask on when they walked in the door, you know, of course.
Right.
And so we made our exit, and I watched some terrible TV and fell asleep. So, yeah. So that was my very exciting weekend.
Well, that sounds sounds lovely.
Oh, well,
it's a nice little getaway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I really did enjoy it, and you know, I do enjoy the Pulse Ultra Club. Uh-huh. So, I'm not going to say I don't. But it was definitely one of those moments where you're like, and we're all going to get COVID if we stay here. So mm-hmm. we had to mask up and toot toot on out the door. And I think we upset owner Larry because, you know, but I was like, no. So anyway, but yeah, now as an old person, have you gotten your first COVID vaccination?
No.
Oh,
no, I am not old enough.
Well,
so, believe it or not.
I don't. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I think we've nattered about unimportant things that I've done.
I can't imagine that there's anything else unimportant that we need to natter about.
Well, I don't think so. Although, I will say, I had a message on Saturday. I think it was Saturday.
Oh.
It might have been Friday. But from, I guess... Yeah, from Scott Mendoe. So, yeah.
What did Scott Mendoe? That's a blast from the past. What did he say?
I know. Well, you know, he is our official weather our meteorologist of the
Was he calling to tell you it was going to be raining on Sunday?
Well, he was just messaging to say he heard the Price is Right theme play somewhere and he thought about me. And so he's just checking in. So I thought that was very nice.
Speaking of weather, did you see that Dr. Stone got hail?
Inside.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
No,
yeah,
he had a flood inside.
Ah. You know, well that San Diego, I'm telling you, it's all going to hell. Can you tell I'm vamping trying to find what I'm looking for?
Yes, I can. And I'm sure everybody else can too. So, you know, it's kind of, I know I see you've got Pudentane in your mouth, not your mouth, in your lap.
What? Bugaboo is sitting in my lap, if that's what you're trying
okay.
to say. All right, well, let's you know what? Let's do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Okay, here we go.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty.
So close.
Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
Okay, I'll noodle on that one.
Yeah, noodle on you. Big, fat thing.
All right, well, y'all, we have two voice letters today.
What?
Now
what?
Now one you've probably already heard because I'm 99% sure Big Fatty played it on his show.
No, I didn't.
Friday.
I saw it went to man. And I just threw it away.
All right.
Didn't even listen.
Okay. Well, here is the first one.
Yes, hello. I'm making a wellness check on a Mr. Lawrence Vader. We understand that he is planning to go to a Hara event, and we're worried that that means he is slowly turning into one big fatty, and that would be truly unfortunate. Hope you're well. Bye-bye.
How dare you, Christian Tennessee from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
I know. Well, I don't know who that was.
By the way, do we have an update on the horror event?
Nothing yet. I check every day to see when it's going to be canceled. But so far, right. It's not canceled. Uh-huh. Although, the way everything's going, I fully expect it to be canceled.
And when is this again?
Mid-April. Mid-April.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. I fully expect it to... I'm sure they don't want it to be a super spreader event. And with the, I think they were hopeful the vaccine would roll out.
Regardless of where the corona is going on or not, there will be some super spreading.
Oh, absolutely. Why do you think I want to go?
Hello?
And so, anyway, I fully expect there to be some update soon to go ahead and cancel it. And if not, I may have to cancel it myself because I have yet to get my first vaccine shot. We were told January 15th that we would know when. And it is not January 15th anymore, and still don't know when.
It's a different month.
Yeah. So, it's looking like I will not be, hoisting, but we'll see. We'll see. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you, unidentified caller. We always like hearing from you.
But it's nice to have a wellness check.
It's true. And I am not turning into Big Fatty. I was going to horror events. Long ago. I just stopped going to horror events.
Perhaps you can return the favor with a rectal thermometer for our caller.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You can get tested that way now.
Oh, okay, perfect. Now, I heard that in China. I believe you read that on your little show. Now, this next one is the one I'm guessing you played on your little show.
Okay.
Hello. In your last show, I don't know why I said it that way. That's really weird. Anyway, in your last show, Fatty said something about the dubious intentions before they changed their names to something that I don't remember. And then there was the world's most obvious and awkward edit to the next sentence. I'm very curious what was said in that really weird, because I know you don't do editing, so it must have been something that you had to edit out.
Well, you're right. I did play that on my show. Yeah. And
as soon as I heard it, I was like, that was on our... Now, did that just skipped around a little bit? And Chris has did that too. I don't know. I probably need a new computer. But when I heard that, I realized exactly what he was talking about when we were having that conversation. But I did not edit that, Daniel. I do not edit this show. Probably exactly what happened right there is... What happened? There's probably a little recording glitch, but I don't edit. I don't cut. I paused last week for us to look for something, but it was not during that segment. So we weren't talking about you unless it was for me to say, well, I don't listen. And Big Fatty to say, well, I heard it. And I'd say, I didn't listen because I don't. So, yeah.
I did not notice that came into meh.
Well, he sent it to both of us instead of sending it to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I did play it then. So that's...
No, you 100%
I thought it was something on my show. And, you know, the only time I have to stop and start is if something fucks up.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm guessing it was just a little recording glitch. But, yeah, I did not edit, so...
Okay.
Yeah, didn't cut anything out. We were not talking shit about you because we wouldn't cut that out.
Now, if we were, what would you say?
I don't listen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I'm not going to talk about somebody that I don't listen to. So I don't listen to any podcast. By the way, yeah.
By the way, did you know that old Crooked Hat is?
No, I don't listen.
Okay, never mind.
No, I don't listen. What is he? I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
Well, I don't know anything about him. Okay. Well, fine. You know what? If we're just gonna have a tiff, we're just gonna.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. right, Big Fatty, tell me who was born today, and I'll tell you who they were and if they're dead or alive.
All right, William Henry Davenport.
William Henry Davenport, he was, he's very much dead. He was the founder of Chicago. I don't know if you knew that or not.
The founder of what?
Chicago, the city. Yeah.
Oh, the Chicago's.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, yes.
Well, and, well, he is dead.
See?
But he was an American stage magician. And although it says he's dead, I think he may have just disappeared. I don't know.
To the joke and to my answer. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Bradbury Robinson Jr.
Dead, I think.
Okay.
He was a very famous baseball player. And there's more to that story. And I'll tell it at some other time on the show.
So. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, you are right. He is dead. Died in 1949. But since this is a Superb Owl Week, I thought I'd throw in a sports ball person, and he was an American football pioneer who threw the first legal forward pass in the history of American sports ball in 1906. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, okay. I don't. Okay, next. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. The next one is Sherman Hemsley.
Oh, I think he's dead. He's... Weezy! It's George Jefferson.
He is an actor, was on The Jeffersons, and he did move on up back in 2012. Billy Mooney.
Oh, Lord. Are you sure you pronounced that correctly? Okay. I believe the Billy Mooney is... He has to be dead, just... doing some math. I honestly don't know. I'm just guessing that he's dead. But he was the inventor of something that a lot of, well, one specific listener loves, and that's the Moo Moo. So, yeah.
And that's a precursor to the caftan, right?
It's, yeah, basically the same thing. But yes, yes.
Well, you are wrong on all accounts. Billy Moomy is alive, and he was... Will Robinson on Lost in Space. Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Is that the ancient, weird Lost in Space or the new Netflix one that's really good?
No, not the Netflix one.
Okay.
This is the black and white one.
Ah, bleh, meh.
Okay. Well,
okay. Now, speaking of the big game.
Yes.
That's going to pose some issues. We're going to have to figure out if we're going to record a little show next week because we would be recording right in the middle of the big game.
Well, and you know, I have got to.
Assuming it starts at six.
Choose a number one fan.
Ooh, I know I'm going to have to run out and enter that contest. Mm.
Right. You know, all you have to do is send an e-letter and an e-letter only to ruined at bigfattyonline.com. And in the subject line, you put number one fan. And in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. I'm going to put you in the colostomy bag. It's where everybody wants to end up, is in Big Fatty's colostomy bag. And
it's where we all end up at some point.
And then something, the names will be extracted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I've entered already. We're just going to go.
Oh, you have? I hadn't gotten it yet. It's probably lost in the e-letters. I'll check my spam folder. Ooh. Oh, what? By the way, why is it called a spam folder?
I don't know.
I mean, why is junk mail called spam?
I would assume if I flashing back and digging into my limited resources of a brain, I believe it's an acronym for something.
Okay. Like I think spam. Spiced ham.
Right. I think it's an acronym. I believe it was originally all caps because it was an acronym.
Maybe our research department can look into that for next week.
Yeah, if Baron Frosty get right on that and let us know.
No, by the way, Miss Lauren didn't know what the Carousel of Progress was.
No, but she's pretty and she's a vegetable tear. I mean, all those things, it just... Why would she know, really?
She did know that one of her neighbors blew the whole neighborhood.
Right, well. It is Miss Lauren. She would know these things because.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Can you imagine blowing all of Walnut Hills?
In your caftan.
Ooh.